I've always thought of samadhi as a state that would break open when the whole mind-body system was in a state of integration. But I realized this week, no, I had it all wrong. Samadhi is a practice. Just like meditation, you know, just like concentration, just like meditation, samadhi is a practice. We can practice samadhi just like we practice anything else. We can practice samadhi just like we practice the yamas and the niyamas, for that matter. And it so is that practice of just waking up in whatever moment we may be inside of and just remembering, integrate. I had to take my cat to the vet on Sunday. And I'm sitting there, and I was waiting for 40 minutes. They were running very late, and so I had to sit in the waiting room for 40 minutes, and they have this god-awful TV thing. And I got up at a certain point to see if I could figure out how to turn it off, but I couldn't even find the box so that I could turn the bloody thing off. And it's crazy. Nobody's watching. Everyone ignores it, and yet there it is, blaring away. So needless to say, this created some chitta-vrittis for me. But then I thought, well, no, practice. So the floor there has kind of mandala, not really, but sort of tiles. So I thought, let me make a dharana. Let me just focus my attention on the center of the tile. So I did. And I just sat there, just focusing my attention on the tile. And within a nanosecond, all the external noise of the TV and the dogs barking and the people talking and all the mayhem that was going on there completely receded, and I was in that state of integration. And so I remained. And it was such a great teaching for me to receive about, again, waking up in any given moment. It doesn't matter where we are, and we can choose to practice samadhi. We don't have to wait around for it. You know, it's like, for my whole life I've been waiting around for samadhi. No, it doesn't work that way. Practice it. You know, practice it right now. Practice it in any given moment. We always have the possibility of choice. We can choose to identify with chitta-vritti. We can choose to identify with the storyline. We can choose to identify with the contractions. We can choose to identify with separation. We can choose to identify with duality, or we can choose to break open the whole system and be at one with all that is. And in those moments, we all know, we've all had the experience at least once, when that happens, everything opens. And it doesn't matter where we are or what we're doing or what we're surrounded by. Because once we drop into that place, it's all one, you know? It's just all one. It sounds so cheesy. And it's become jargon, you know? It's become, oh yeah, we're all one. But you know what I'm saying? And when we take that understanding, for lack of a better word, and really open into it, everything really does open up inside. These first three sutras of Book 3 have really been engaging my mind much more than ever before. It's kind of fascinating. I find myself just really falling in love with Patanjali at a much deeper level than I ever have before. I seem to be penetrating a deeper level of the text than I've been able or ready to penetrate before. And the whole notion of focus, concentration, meditation, samadhi, you know, what are these practices? I mean, what are these practices that I have been exploring now for, it's over 30 years, it's a really long time. And then this week I'm asking myself, it's maybe not asking myself, I'm just looking at what I thought was concentration, was just skimming the surface. You know, what I thought was meditation, was just skimming the surface. And what I thought was samadhi, in some strange, twisted way, was something outside myself, even though obviously it was inside myself. It is inside each one of us. And yet there was a way I was separating myself from samadhi. It's this unattainable goal, or it's this barely attainable goal. And suddenly, this week, it broke up, and it was like, no, 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 no. It too, it's right here. It's just here. It's always waiting. Samadhi, the self, same. It's always waiting for us to remember. Remember ourself to it. The members get cut. Remember the members of the self. You know, own samadhi as a real-time possibility right now. Interesting, all these words, concentration, meditation, samadhi, they're nouns and they're verbs. It's kind of amazing. It's kind of amazing to think about. And so in that way, they somehow contain subject and action. So I want to encourage everyone, turn up the heat in yourself for concentration. Turn up the concentration dial and see if you can use your will to focus, just like Patanjali is suggesting. Focus this incredible, incredibly potent power of mind and focus it. Easier for us, because we're so under the influence of the senses, to focus outside first, practice focusing outside first, and then really begin to turn that focus in, especially when we're chanting. Really turn that focus within and let it, almost like a spotlight, you know, or a stage light in the theater, let that focus, let the light within that focus illuminate the interior being, let the whole thing open up. So it's revealing and it's being revealed both at the same time. That light that breaks open the nirbhasha.